Aran Ibe is very proud to work with the Booker Prize Foundation to ensure titles in the Booker Prize are available in accessible formats for everyone to enjoy. The prize was established in 1969 as a literary prize awarded annually for the best original novel written in English and published in the UK. Former winners include Iris Murdoch, Salman Rushdie, Ian McEwan and Hilary Mantel. Aran Ibe has worked with the Booker Prize Foundation for over a decade to ensure that some of the year's best novels are made available to blind and partially sighted people. Book titles are not always automatically produced in alternative reading formats, such as audio or braille, which means that people with sight loss often have to wait longer to get hold of the latest and most popular books. And now the wait is over. The winner of the Booker Prize 2023 was announced at a ceremony on Sunday evening, and the winner is Paul Lynch for his book Prophet Song. Set in a dystopian Ireland, Paul Lynch's book Prophet Song sees the country falling apart and in the grip of a government turning towards tyranny, and finds us caught within the nightmare logic of a society that is quickly unravelling. A devastating vision of a country at war, and a deeply human portrait of a mother's fight to hold her family together. I'll speak to author Paul Lynch in a moment, but for now the audio version of Prophet Song is read by Gerry O'Brien.
There's nothing to worry about, Mrs. Stack.
Why should I be worried, Carter?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Stack. We don't want to be taking up any more of your time, and aren't we damp enough this evening making calls? It'll be hard work getting ourselves dry by the heater in the car. She slides the patio door closed, holding the card in her hand, watching the two men return to the car, watching the car move up the street. It brakes for the junction, and its taillights intensify, taking the look of two eyes agleam. She looks once more onto the street, returned to an evening's quiet. The heat from the hall as she steps inside and shuts the front door, and then she stands a moment, examining the card, and finds she has been holding her breath. This feeling now that something has come into the house. She wants to put the baby down. She wants to stand and think, seeing how it stood with the two men and came into the hallway of its own accord. Something formless yet felt. She can sense it skulking alongside her as she steps through the living room past the children.
Prophet Song is a novel that centres around Eilish Stack, who is a woman in her 40s living in Dublin, a Dublin that seems just like Dublin now, certainly when the book opens. It seems like our present moment. She's got four kids, three teenagers and a surprise infant that's come along recently. She's married to Larry, who works for the Teachers Union of Ireland. So he's a trade unionist. And when the book opens, Eilish, who's a scientist herself, opens the front door to find two officers from Ireland's newly formed GNSB, the Garda National Services Bureau, who want to speak to her husband, Larry, and he's not at home. And this is the moment at which, I suppose, in many ways, you might say that she enters the labyrinth. It's the moment at which Ireland's newly formed secret police want to speak to her husband. And Dublin is, how do I put this? Dublin is at the same time not Dublin. It's a place where a populist government has been elected, where the democratic norms are beginning to slide and the government is sort of reaching its hand around and taking away things that might be considered normal in a liberal democracy. The media is starting to be controlled. The economy is starting to shrink. Multinationals are starting to pull out. And all along, there's this sense among the people who are in this world, they're saying to each other, but this can't happen here. This can't be allowed to happen. But it is happening. And that's what Prophet Song is about.
With thanks to the Booker Foundation. The full interview with Paul Lynch can be found on the Read On podcast feed. Just type Read On, RNIB, in your favourite podcast app. For more information and to join RNIB Library, head to rniblibrary.com or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.